Good morning. Today we're going to have two questions as it relates to Yom Kippur. The first one is, are you permitted or prohibited to say on Yom Kippur, I am looking forward to breaking my fast, I'm looking forward to eating pizza, I'm looking forward to having pasta, whatever the case may be, but you're talking about an activity that you're not allowed to do right now on Yom Kippur. Can you say, I am looking forward to doing it after Yom Kippur? Not allowed to eat right now, but can you say, I'm looking forward to eating after Yom Kippur? Similar question. When it comes to Pesach, and Pesach, we have chametz, you're not allowed to eat it. But for example, on Shabbos and Yontif, Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, or if Yontif falls on Shabbos, are you allowed to say, I'm looking forward to having pizza after Pesach when that is prohibited right now? Not only is it prohibited, but it's muktzah right now. So that food is muktzah. Is that going to be a problem? So the Halicha Shlomo brings in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that it is permitted on Yom Kippur to speak about foods that you're going to eat on Motzei Yom Kippur. Mutzah ledaber b'yom ha-kippurim otas achilas ma'achalim b'motzei hayom. Not a problem talking about the things that you're going to eat after. Maybe it's not the right thing to do, but it's not a prohibition that this is prohibited, prescribed speech on Yom Kippur. And he brings in the footnote as follows, on a typical Shabbos, and Yom Kippur we'd say as well, but let's focus on Shabbos. The Pasuk says, V'daber davar, that our dibur on Shabbos should not be like our dibur on the chol. We have to speak differently on Shabbos. So what does that mean? So it's as follows, Mishum, Hainu Mishum, Deba'ina V'Shabba Shabbos, Tei Komol Achta Kilo Asuya. The concept here is that when it comes to Shabbos, we have to look at all of our malacha, all those work activities that are prohibited on Shabbos, we have to view it as it's done. We shouldn't be talking about on Shabbos anything that I had to do. View it as done, and it's not on our mind on Shabbos. Lachain, accordingly, Chazal asserted, prohibited gam ledaber mi inyan melacha shasar l'shato b'Shabbos. So Chazal also prohibited talking about those types of melachas that are prohibited to do on Shabbos. So, for example, you were writing before Shabbos, you're prohibited to say, I'm going to write. Or you can't even say, I'm going to write after Shabbos, talking about something that you will be doing because that act is prohibited. And we shouldn't have on our mind acts that are prohibited. We should view all of these malachas as it's out of my mind, out of sight. It's as if it's done before Shabbos. Everything is complete. Shadibur atzmahu kimalacha. When we're speaking about a malacha on Shabbos, it's as if we are doing the malacha itself. Obviously, it's not a delraisa like we're doing the malacha, but it's prohibited. Just like you can't do the malacha itself, you cannot talk about that malacha. Now, that applies with davar ze lo shayach b'medaber odos achila ma'achalim b'motzei yom kippurim. This does not apply. It's not relevant to talk about something that you will do in the future, like eating foods on Motzei Yom Kippur. The concept here is that I'm prohibited to work in particular, because I should view it as having been done before Shabbos. Here we're talking about eating something that's going to be after Yom Kippur, that is not going to be prohibited speech. And he says in the footnote, the same thing applies when it comes to Pesach, even though chametz, we would say, is muksa, when it comes to especially Yontif and Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, or Shabbos that maybe Yontif of Pesach as well. So those foods are muksa, but that doesn't mean you're not allowed to say, I am looking forward to having pizza after Pesach. It wouldn't be prohibited to say I'm going to be eating that food that's chametz now in the future. Not prohibited as well. That is question number one, issue number one, when it comes to speech on Yom Kippur, talking about food that you want to eat on Motzei Yom Kippur. And the next question is when it comes to washing. Washing for enjoyment purposes is prohibited. We only wash even the Nagelwasser up until our knuckles, not the entire hand. We are going to do the minimum necessary to wash the Nagelwasser when we wake up in the morning, to remove the tumah that we have on our hands. So just up to the knuckles, don't do nothing in excess of that. So the question that we grapple with is somebody who is noheg after they go to the bathroom to wash their hands three times. Some people don't. Some people just wash in a sink one time. That's enough. but some people who have the minhag or the halacha to wash three times after they finish in the bathroom, are they permitted to wash three times on Yom Kippur also, up until the knuckles? He can't go past the knuckles, but is it permitted to do it three times, or do you have to limit? Because you could get by with a minimum of one. So the halicha Shlomo beings in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as follows: Hanoheg litol yadav gimel b'amin lachar siat zrachim, those who are noheg to wash their hands three times after going to the bathroom. Nireh shemuta lasot chen gam b'yom kippur, in the prayers that is permitted to do that as well on Yom Kippur up until the knuckles. Now, why would it be permitted if we can get by with the minimum? The minimum would be just washing up to the knuckles one time. So in the footnote, he explains as follows: because this is the derech of that individual to wash, then it would be permitted. In other words, according to that person, that is what is necessary. Kevan shad sham hu ikar makam anatila, you can wash up until the knuckles, and that's the ikar natila, that's the main area to wash. However, you can't do more. If that's your normal way to do it, you can do three times, but it is capped out at the knuckles and not past the knuckles. Why not? Because he brings two reasons. Mipnei she'ein zeh kol kach ikar, because going past really is not the main place that we need to wash. The main place is up until the knuckles. And in addition, ein la sitra achra shlita kol kach, the shitra sitra achra, the yetzer hara, the evil inclination, the ruach hatuma, it doesn't really have so much control past that. We have to worry about the fingers themselves up until the knuckles. That's the ikar place to wash. So bottom line here, somebody who typically washes three times can wash three times as well on Yom Kippur. That's their normal derech. However, only up until the knuckles and not past the knuckles. Have a wonderful day.